The Righteous and the Wicked, Session 5. We're picking up again at Deuteronomy 28, 52, but I'll start at 50. 49. Verse 49, the Lord shall bring a nation against you from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies. A nation whose tongue you shall not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of your cattle and the fruit of your land until you be destroyed, which also shall not leave you either corn or wine or oil or the increase of your cattle or the flocks of your sheep until he has destroyed you. And he shall besiege you in all your gates until you are high and fenced walls come down, wherein you trusted throughout all your wherein you trusted. Throughout all your land, and he shall besiege you in all your gates, throughout all your land which the Lord your God has given you. And you shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, which the Lord your God has given you in the siege and in the straits, and as wherewith your enemy shall distress you. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil towards his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of that flesh of his children, whom he shall eat, because he has nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness within wherewith your enemy shall distress you in all your gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not venture to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward a young one that comes from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all the things secretly in the siege and straitness wherewith your enemy shall distress you in your gates. If you will not observe to do all these words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will make your plagues wonderful, and the plagues of your seed, even great plagues, and of your long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuances. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt when you were afraid of, and they shall cling to you also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law. Then will the Lord bring upon you until you be destroyed, and you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of the heaven for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so that you so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to nothing. And you shall be plucked from all the land where you go to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter you among all the people from one end of the earth even to the other. And there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall you find no ease, neither shall the sole of your foot have rest. But the Lord shall give you a trembling heart, and failure of eyes, and sorrowful of mind, and your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you shall fear the day and night, and you shall have no assurance of your life. In the morning you shall say, would God it were evening, and in evening you shall say, would God it were morning. For the fear of your heart, wherewith you shall fear, and for the sight of your eyes, which you shall see, And the Lord shall bring you into Egypt again with ships. By the way whereof I spoke to you, you shall see it no more again. And there you shall be sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. And these are the words of the covenant. All right, that's chapter 29. So, and the Lord enables us to keep his laws and statutes and judgments. Under the new covenant, it is a higher covenant. It is a covenant of the heart, cut by the Lord, a circumcision of the heart, and not of the flesh. God help us. God help this nation. God help the world, for the judgment of the wicked is being brought to pass as we see it before our eyes, and we weep. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So repent. Turn from your sins. Acknowledge them. And ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you. And don't continue in them, and don't justify them. And let his blood cleanse you and wash you and make you white as snow, that you might believe these words that I have read to you this day and these days, and have ever eternal life in Christ Jesus, Son of God. Blessings.